Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, we're going to catch up with Tom Peters now, Associate Professor, NDSU, and also sugar beet agronomist. But I believe he also does some work for the University of Minnesota. I'm not sure if that carries over this year or not, because I believe, I just haven't met him yet, that we finally replaced Mohammed Khan from like 2 years ago.
We have.
What's his name again? You told me once, and I don't think I've ever met him yet.
Eric Branch, Dr. Eric Branch.
Okay.
Eric is from Alexandria, Minnesota, originally, and he did his graduate school work out in the state of New York at Cornell University, and I can tell you that Eric is happy to be back in the upper Midwest.
I bet he is, being a former Cardinal and Lakes Area. Well, you know, Alexandria, that's one of those beautiful Lakes Area places like Detroit Lakes and Fergus Falls. So I bet he's happy to be back.
Absolutely.
All right. I bet you're happy to be back out in the field. Is that where you are today?
Absolutely. Eric, I'm kind of the scout. They don't want me around the planter at all. So I'm ahead a day or two and looking at what sites we have lined up to make sure they're staked out properly, and that's what I'm doing. I was up near Shelley, Minnesota this morning, and I'm on my way down to Hixson, North Dakota today, or later today.
Are conditions conducive still to continue to be planting today? I know that I've been talking to the folks at the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers and American Crystal Sugar, and I know that we're over that, 75,000 acre point of where they are, where things have been planted, but are things still progressing today, or are they waiting until tomorrow when the wind is going to die down about 30 miles an hour?
It's very noticeable, Eric. There's not as much equipment out today as yesterday. And matter of fact, my grower cooperator told me that they don't want to plant and break up the soil and make it prone to blow. So they're going to just wait and see what happens tomorrow.
Okay. Beyond that, it sounds like about 18% done. And as you've seen so far, besides what we've had for these winds all of a sudden over the last several days, and we'll have over the next several days except for tomorrow, has the planting been pretty easy, or has it been tough, or what would you say?
Gorgeous seed bed. So we're on our third site now, and the ground has been preparing just unbelievably well, Eric. So there's moisture there. There's plenty of moisture to plant. Maybe not a lot of excess moisture, but we're planting in some beautiful conditions this year.
Okay. Let's talk about weed management. We got to start talking about that right away. Are things going to be much like last year? Because it got pretty interesting. Or will things be a little bit different this year?
Yeah, I think that's the point I want to make, Eric, today. They are different. 2024 is different than what we've experienced in 2023 and 2022. So what's different? Well, we're planting in mid-April instead of mid-May. And that makes a big difference. And I'm going to talk about two weeds to make my point. So I like to talk about water hemp, so I'll start with that one. In 2023, Eric, when we were visiting, farmers were planting at the same time water hemp was germinating and emerging. And that means, you know, that means as soon as you prepare ground, the weeds are already starting to germinate and emerge. And that's a pretty tough task to ask. It's hard to get herbicides incorporated and activated the same day you do your planting. Mother Nature just doesn't work that way. This year is a little different. I'm not predicting we'll see water hemp until the 5th or 10th of May. So an early spring doesn't mean water hemp is going to germinate and emerge earlier. So it's a little more time for farmers to get their pre-emergence products applied. They don't. They can maybe time their applications to the rain, because the sugar beets aren't going to germinate and emerge in 7 or 10 days like they did last year. So we've got a little more flexibility, I think, to do our weed management, and that's a good thing. That's going to be really helpful for us. Mm-hmm. Then I want to jump over to kochia. You know, that's the other weed I like to talk about, Eric. And I think 2024 is going to be a very challenging kochia year, because we're going to till some of the kochia out before we plant. But I'm afraid some of the kochia is going to germinate and emerge after we do our tillage, after we plant. And we're going to really have to scout kochia carefully to make sure it doesn't get out of control for us.
Hmm. I've already heard kochia popping up, not necessarily in the sugar beet fields, but it's already out.
And I've seen it yesterday. I was over at Felton yesterday, and especially in areas that weren't tilled, there's kochia already germinating and emerging. So it's mm-hmm. there.
Does it matter by region, Tom, which one you deal with more? You know, whether
absolutely.
Okay. How does that break down?
Absolutely. Well, we were visiting about kochia. Kochia is generally a northern Red River Valley weed. Now, that stated, it can be in other places, especially in areas where you may have some soil salinity issues. But let's just call kochia a northern valley weed.
Okay.
And then I talk a lot about water hemp. Water hemp is a southern valley weed. It's a southern Minnesota beet sugar co-op weed, a Mindac farmers co-op weed, and then more so to the southern part of the crystal sugar area. But that stated, we can have pigweed water hemp anywhere. We can have that one even up north. Hmm. And then it's interesting, you know, I don't talk much about common ragweed, but there's a belt in the East Grand Forks, Crookston area, maybe a little further south towards Hillsboro, an east and west belt where we seem to have a lot of common ragweed.
Okay. Tom, I have one question for you. Now, we're just starting to get things in. We're probably up to 20% today, you know, because the numbers I had were from yesterday, but I'm curious about soil temperatures and the zigzagging of the temperatures for the plants that have already been put into the ground. How much danger is there when you're going from soil temps at 4 inches or through 2 inches or whatever it happens to be, you know, jumping by 10 degrees? Is there any concern, or is that not an issue right now for sugar beets?
Yeah, maybe 10 degrees or more. So on we did some spraying on Saturday, and we had 57 degrees. So we were out earlier this week, and it was in the 30s again. So it's jumping all over the place. The way we look at it with sugar beets is if you're planting into a good seed bed, the seed will take care of itself. So I don't really care so much about the temperatures jumping around.
Okay.
I think with the seed treatments we have on sugar beets, they'll be just fine. They can tolerate those conditions.
Okay.
Now, that stated, there are some people that have sugar beet that are starting to germinate and emerge. It's more so in the southern part of the area, but they're starting to come up.
Hmm. Wow, that surprises me a little bit. Okay. They're rolling. Well, fortunately, hopefully we can just stay warm the rest of the way. I bet they're going to be happy on Thursday when we get up to 75 or 73. But Tom,
that's right.
Tom, any last words? We got about a minute left here. Any last words before we let you go?
Well, you know, my mantra is, let's do everything we can to hook a rain, especially for water hemp control. So watch the weather. Don't be so concerned about beating the sugar beets. I think we have more time this year. try to hook a rain so you can get those products activated by rain. Rain is the most reliable way to get herbicide into the soil. Let's take advantage of it.
Okay, very good. Well, Tom, we'll check in with you again. Thanks for taking time out today. Good luck. Be safe. And hopefully we can just get to 70 degrees and cut the winds back by about 30 miles an hour and enjoy spring a
little
bit more.
I'm not a fan of the wind, so I agree with you on that one.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, sir.